This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania head football coach Ray Priori. His squad gets ready to wrap up the season on Saturday against rival Princeton. And before we talk about this one, which is always special, let's look back. And lately, it's always been special when you go to Harvard. Third straight year, you guys have gone up to Cambridge. This year, you pulled out a 24-20 win, your third straight win up there. And once again, kids made plays in big spots.
Yeah, excited how our kids are learning how to finish, okay? Staying very, very poised late in the games and able to get the job done. And it's coming from a lot of different people, which is really good to see as well.
The season in the midpoint, you guys had the struggles. You lose to Columbia. You lose a shootout to Yale. But since then, it's been three straight wins, all making late plays. Just talk about what it says about the kids, the staff, everybody with the program, that they've kind of have turned things around here and are finishing strong.
I think to a person in the program, everyone took ownership, okay, and what they were doing right, what they were doing wrong. And we knew it doesn't take a lot to swing it back. We had to focus on our attention to detail, and our kids and our staff have worked real hard to get back on track. And you lose as a team, you win as a team, and we'll find a way to how to win now.
One of the keys and a common thread, I think, during this winning streak is the defense has improved from early in the season, but specifically your defensive line is causing constant chaos in the opponent's backfield. Talk about the way that group has played, and has anything changed here the last few weeks that's allowed them to elevate?
Yeah, I think it's maturity and growth. I think as a group, we play six guys during the course of the game of just developed into the system, learning it more, becoming more explosive, knowing what they're doing. You can play faster, and they're playing faster, and they're resetting the offensive line, which is really, really important. But as a group, as a team, we've come up with some big plays and goal line stands, third and fourth down stops these last 3 weeks, and have really set the stage and where the offense has been able to come over, and special teams as well, to help finish it out.
You got two touchdown catches from R.J. Starkey, the last one they'll be talking about a while, the one that ended up being the game-winning play. Came on a fourth and one. What's going through your head as you're watching that? And he made one of the great catches I've seen in years.
Well, in that situation, we had a choice to play with the quarterback, and they loaded the box with nine players inside, knew we couldn't run the ball. So the checkoff is to a fade, and Nick threw a nice ball. It could have been a little bit longer from my standpoint, but R.J. went up with one hand, tapped it back to himself, and made an unbelievable catch. And a play we needed to have to get ahead and ultimately win the game.
We mentioned this winning streak. I think it's three wins by a total of 7 points. And obviously, in the moment, getting those victories is important. But for kids that are going to be coming back that have a couple years left, what does it mean for these kids to learn how to make these plays, to learn what it takes to grab wins late as far as going forward? How important is that experience?
Well, I think anytime you can have success after having some adversity, I think it's a growing and learning process. And I think that is really proven to our kids right now, that hard work, continued hard work, and staying the course and playing and being poised in those situations do pay off. And that's what I think our young kids are now seeing. And that all comes with leadership. I think our seniors have done a tremendous job of telling our kids to stay the course and keep chopping and keep working. And hopefully another one this weekend.
And it is Princeton week. And can you tell this on Sunday just by the emails and the calls you get when it's Princeton week?
Absolutely. Those calls with Princeton start from the summertime, but right to now. But we all feel the buzz and the energy. It's our senior day, the last day for our seniors. So we want to go out with a good note with them. But there's a sense all over, the Penn community about this game. I don't care whether you're playing lacrosse, basketball, field hockey. The rivalry between our two schools is big, and should be a great contest on Saturday.
They have struggled a little bit the last couple weeks. Yale really got them at their place last week. But overall, obviously a top-level team. What do you see?
Well-coached team with some talented players on both sides of the ball. Once again, the difference between winning games and losing games is always a fine art piece that may be missing. They're well-coached, and I know they'll come in with great energy and be a heck of a contest.
What will be the big keys for you?
I think we've got to play a clean game. I think turnovers will be important not to have and to get some away. And just when we get opportunities to get points, whether it's via catch, run, and or kicking field goals, we got to make sure we put as many points on the board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.